Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie. So glad that you are here. We are broadcasting from IoT Solutions World Congress in lovely Barcelona, where food reigns supreme, which it does because food is delicious, as well as drink. Right?
Yep.
It is, see? And it is brought to you by those incredible folks out of the Industrial Internet Consortium. That is iiconsortium.org. And you're saying to yourself, hey, Scott, man, we want to get involved, or we want to know more about IoT, IIoT, AI, machine learning, blockchain, you name it. Go to iiconsortium.org. It's a .org. And find out more. The information's free. No friction available. You can get that stuff. And you're saying to yourself, guys, Scott, that's great stuff. Yeah. It doesn't happen unless you go out there and execute and find that information. So find it. They're there to help. They're here to make you a better success and solve your problems through the solutions provided by Industrial Internet Consortium. We've got a great interview right now. And this is a gentleman out of Turkey, right? You're out of Turkey, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's out of Turkey. Barak Savak. Which is a pretty cool name, by the way. It's a cool name.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's with Vestal. And what does your card say that you are? You're a general manager. And, of course, it's in... Come on. I don't know. How am I supposed to read that? It's upset. It's all Turkish. Yeah, now you're VP of the IoT Cloud and Automotive.
Yeah.
And all-around great guy. Doesn't say all-around great guy on your card.
I'll put it next one.
Okay, so we were talking sports. Mm-hmm. And you're a Turkish gent. Mm-hmm. And you blew me away when you said, I said, hey, you like sports? And you go, yeah, I'm NFL. And I go, give me it. No, that's it. And then you said you're a Patriot fan.
Yeah.
And then, of course, a Raiders fan, which, yeah. Sorry about that one.
Silver and black.
A lot of doggone drama with that football team lately.
Exactly. But so many losing years, unfortunately.
You want to turn it around, so that's why they have to go to Vegas.
Yeah. Probably. Hopefully
it will
help them.
I have no clue.
But they were so aligned with the Oakland area, it's going to be very difficult to watch them in Vegas. And it's so different.
It's when I was grew up in California, I was a Rams fan. And then the Rams went to St. Louis, and I couldn't follow them in St. Louis anymore. I just said, you're dead to me, Rams. And then I didn't have a pro team for many years until we moved to Louisiana. No, I'm a Saints fan.
Saints are so cool as well.
See? You like them.
They are very cool.
I think they're the America's team.
Don't know about that.
No,
but
no.
Likeable.
Yeah, and of
very,
course
very
you're
likeable.
A New England fan, and it's like, yeah, that's too easy. Too easy. I like other things, but
very
we're thinking of college. College ball.
Not college.
See?
Not much.
Okay, we're wrapping up this interview because he doesn't like college ball. All right, for the listeners out there, tell us a little bit about your background, who you are, and then we're going to start talking a little bit about Vestal and how you guys are sort of leveraging that IoT cloud and all that good stuff.
Oh, I've been working in the industry more than 20 years, and I have been developing software for the broadcasting, etc. And now, for the last 10 years of my life, I'm dealing with the IoT-related stuff. And last 7 years, I'm with Vestal, developing a IoT cloud ecosystem for all of the devices that we manufacture and design, because Vestal, in a very large scale of the area of the devices, from TVs to white goods to mobile phones, electric vehicle chargers, lighting, and so on, more than 20 major categories of the consumer products we develop and design.
Is that primarily in Turkey, or do you have more of an international reach?
EMEA region is our main region, but we also sell more than 150 countries in the world. I mean, Vestal started as an OEM TV manufacturer, and
okay.
Since then it came a long way, and it became an ODM, and now we have our own brands. For example, in Europe, we are selling our TVs under Toshiba brand.
Yeah.
We have our own brands that we are managing now. Same thing for the white goods. I mean, after TV, we started to expand to white goods and the mobile phones, etc.
I got to interrupt. Define white goods.
White goods, the appliances.
Appliances, that's what I thought.
Fridges, and so on and so forth. We are number three in Europe for TV sales. and number 5 for the appliances.
No way. Yeah. Do you have a big screen TV in your in your house? I mean, you've got to have a big screen TV.
That's fairly big. It's 55 inch. I mean, not.
It's bigger than mine.
Come on, don't say me that.
It is. Oh, is okay. It 4K?
Yeah.
I don't have one of those. Jeez.
Give me your address.
Man, you got it. Cool. Oh my God. But you should, because you're working.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you're better. No, I don't. I just got this tube. No, that's incredible. So as a manufacturer of all those products, it's a big foot. Now, Vestal is venturing, and you've been working in, like, how are you deploying the IoT solutions, cloud stuff? What are you doing with the stuff that you manufacture to do that?
We have a dedicated team that we have established like more than 2 years ago, almost three now. Our sole goal is to create an ecosystem for all of the devices that we design and manufacture, to create a cloud ecosystem that can make all those devices work in harmony, as well as to be able to work with some other ecosystems, something like Amazon Alexa or Google Home and similar. Because it is vital to make our devices working with such ecosystems. That is the connected world. I mean, they cannot just stay connected with each other.
So what you're saying is like your TV, of course, it's connected to some
correct
device. And then you can also have your refrigerator, and it can communicate, you know,
correct,
how things are going. Is it energy?
Exactly.
Do you have to clean something? Do you have to do some maintenance on it?
Exactly.
But the same thing. It's just...
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I give a brief example, for example, when you started your washer,
yeah,
and when the cycle ends, your TV brings up
a notification
like,
hey,
and says that, hey, your cycle is done, you can grab your stuff.
Do another load.
Yeah, go for it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or similarly, from your Alexa, you can ask that, hey, Alexa, how is my washer is doing? And it will tell you that, okay, you have 20 minutes left in your cycle, and et cetera, and when it's going to also notify you when the cycle ends.
That's pretty cool. You know that's cool.
And
maybe for some people it gets a little frightening, I guess. It's like you're all connected. And it's like, but for me as a technical geek, I like that stuff.
Yeah,
as if I really use
cool
it, but it's like...
Yeah, I mean, to have it available is nice. And we are creating more and more scenarios that people are convinced to go for it. For example, we are embedding Alexa to our TVs. I mean, today our TVs can work with the Alexa. You can control our TVs, volume up, volume down, channel change, etc. Go this channel, that channel. But now we have in UK, in the market, when you add a microphone to our TVs through a USB, they become Alexa embedded, and you don't need to have a separate Alexa.
I was going to say, because I have a Fire Stick, and but I have to have a Fire Stick to communicate. But my TV, but you're saying, hey, the TV is
yeah, the software in the TV is going to be ready when you plug in a microphone. From Vestal.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a far-field microphone that you're going to stand by your TV, and you can have the Alexa functionality without having an Alexa separate Echo or similar.
The real thing is that, okay, you guys have committed. It's all good. This is a card for you, by the way.
Okay,
and for you. It's specially made for you. It's a business card, you listeners out there. I wanted to give it to him because I forget all the time. So, but where do you see it going? Like, what is the purpose of this level of connectivity? And it's because I'm interested in knowing what that strategic purpose is.
Outside of
the obvious, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, our main purpose is to make our customers' life much easier, much more convenient. Because to have that kind of stuff, rather than being fancy, it should mean something to the regular customer,
yeah,
not just the geeks, you and I.
We were talking about solving problems. Now, I mean, what problems is it solving? Like, notifying me that my clothes are clean. Like, man.
Yeah, I think we should see that is the, I mean, first or second phase of the getting the IoT in works. Because the final destination that we all want to reach is, rather than controlling or getting the status of these devices, they need to be talking to each other and they need to work in harmony.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm arriving to my home, my EVC should be ready to charge my electric car. My air conditioner should have put the right temperature that I'm using. And my TV should be ready to show the program that I will be watching. Because I don't know whether it's the case for you, but all the time I notice that when I get in front of the TV, I change the channels. I would rather the TV to tell me, hey, Burak, you have this kind of programs available. These are your favorites. Which one you want to watch? Rather than I'm going to the TV guide and trying to find something.
I think I hear what you're saying. And one of the things, first off, there's that initial, you got to figure out that connectivity solution. But if you're not in it, right, if you're not doing it, then you won't see the other possible solutions and problems that can be solved if you're not in it.
Exactly.
And that's important. Yep. And I never thought of that because, let's put it this way. We have DirecTV. Okay. Got a gazillion channels.
Exactly.
I watch maybe 7 max, 5 for sure maybe. That's it. Out of the gazillion channels I have. And yeah, I would love to be able to try to streamline that. Or have some sort of ability to say, hey, you've been watching this thing for, there might be something over here.
Exactly. That's
just throw it out for consideration.
And also, this need to be also combined with the nonlinear content as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it should combine with your Netflix or Hulu or whatever it
is.
Yes. And it, the TV, we are talking about especially for the TV, but from the TV experience point of view, it should come out from the conventional ways that we have been using for 20-something, maybe 30 years. It should become a more of a interactive way that, hey, you may watch this. Okay, you are watching this, but by the way, people are watching this.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of subs are turned to this channel. There might be something. Do you want to check on that? This kind of stuff need to happen, and we are getting there. I mean, our TV connectivity rates are more than 50%, getting higher and higher. And the similar transition that we are going to live with our white goods and, I mean, appliances, per American say.
But see, what somebody was telling me, and let me know if this is correct. Let's say my white goods, you're welcome, is having a problem. Let's say my fridge is having a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Through that connectivity, theoretically, that the refrigerator could say, hey, I'm struggling here. This is really sort of the issue. But be able to communicate that to a repair entity and say, hey, I got this thing going on. Bring out this screwdriver, this coil, and this is the manufacturer, and then just come on out here. It even makes that communication fast.
Yep. I think that is also the first phase of the IoT as well, preventive maintenance.
Yeah.
Because for your washer, for example, you can check the current of your machine, and then it could tell you the motor is taking, pulling too much current, there is something bad happening, then it can direct you a serviceman. By this way, this could be prevented before even going out of order. That is one. And the other one is we can also develop better features for our customers when we are designing our products, because we can get the data what they are using most. I mean, this program, washing program, that washing program, or this way, that way, or they are washing this or this.
Yeah.
By this way, we can focus on what they are really using and develop our products more accordingly. And the third benefit is to create some other services. Amazon Dash integration is a good example of it.
Yeah.
When your machine is running out of detergent, your machine can automatically order the detergent, and the detergent will be at your door in a couple of days. We already deployed this in Germany as well.
Is your house like that?
Not really. Amazon Dash service is not available in Turkey yet. but then it will be yes.
You're living the dream, baby. You're living the dream. Eventually, whenever I come to Turkey and I come to visit you, I just want to walk into your house. And it's like, welcome, Scott McKenzie. This is the show you're looking for. Can I get your favorite beverage? Here it is.
Yeah, it's I don't have to think. Yeah.
That's right. That's all right. Thank you, Vestal, for making my life just as simple as it possibly can. Because this is what's happening.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah,
it's
happening. Yeah. It's an exciting time. You know that.
Exactly. I completely agree. Probably this is the fastest times of the change.
And so one of the questions I always had is like, you're out here, you're seeing all of these great thinkers out here, right? And they're on version 10 of whatever their, you know, solution, problem-solving solution might be. And I'm over here, and I'm just looking at version 1, contemplating whether I want to do it. And it's just an interesting time because the speed at which you can do it is just off
amazing.
The charts. Yeah. Because the costs are going down, and the capabilities are going up.
Exactly.
It's like the perfect storm.
Yep. A lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
They're very disruptive. Very disruptive. And also making the way of business is changing. I mean, we are moving in ownership world towards the service world as well.
It is.
You know. I mean, that's another big thing for Vestal.
Yeah, you guys. But what's another big thing for Vestal?
The moving towards the service-oriented world rather than selling one product and forgetting about it. Because that's what it used to be. Think about your washer. It has been sitting on the corner as a standalone device for more than 100 years probably.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming connected, and probably in 10 years'
right
time
then
or so,
it's the
you're
service
not going
side.
To
you're
own
right.
it. Yeah, I mean, that's another way we are going.
You blew my mind. You're in the business of blowing minds. Sorry about your Raiders. What other sports events do you like? What other sports team do you like?
I mean,
come on, you like football, aka
football,
soccer, right?
Yeah, soccer. Yeah, soccer. Americans call it soccer, but we call it football.
Because we can't call it football.
Yes, that's true.
Why would we call it football? Although you do kick it around with your foot. We play football and we don't do anything with the feet. We just run. What a disconnect. Hey, are you out there on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
You're pretty good. You've been communicating with me.
No.
That's Burak Savak. That's B-U-R-A-K. Last name, S-A-V-A-K. He's with Vestal, and he's active out there. And I'm telling you, you need to connect with this gent. He knows what he's talking about, and it's an exciting time. And so when you go to Turkey and you may become friends, he will have his house all dialed in. So when you walk in, you'll know your drink and your shows. And I'm telling you, man, great job. Because I really enjoyed that's exciting. And you guys at Vestal are doing a great job.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, stay tuned because we're going to have some more incredible interviews. And once again, you got to go out to Industrial Internet Consortium. That's Industrial Internet Consortium or iiconsortium.org. And you're saying to yourself, hey, Scott, man, I want to get more involved. I want to get more information about IoT, IoT, AI, blah, blah, blah. That is the only place you need to go because that stuff's free. It's a .org. Come on. Go out there, get the paper, pull it down, read about it. And you're saying, and then you go, hey, I need help. Once again, that's where you need to go. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We are broadcasting, once again, IoT Solutions World Congress here in Barcelona, Spain. Excellent. I mean, they put on a great... Everything's great here. How about that? So stay tuned. We're going to have another great interview, just like the one we had with Burak Savak. I love that name, by the way.
Thank you.
It's got a rolling type of thing. Thank you, listeners. We will be right back with some great interviews.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.